This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So after Yosef disappears, Yaakov Avinu is Mesabel over Yosef. The Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Vayisabel al Benoi Yomim Rabim. So Rashi brings down that the 22 years that Yosef was separated from Yaakov Avinu and Yaakov mourned for Yosef, those 22 years corresponded to the 22 years that Yaakov Avinu was not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. And many of the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean Yaakov wasn't Mekayim Kibud Av Va'Em? His parents sent him to go get married. His parents were Moichal. Av Shemachal Kvaydai, Kvaydai Machal. So there are many different terutzim given in the Mefarshim. The Ben Yehoyada, Masechta Megillah, explains, also this is brought in the Sefer Afra Yaakov, quoted in the Pardes Yosef, that the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu was looking for to get married, the 14 years he spent involved in the mitzvah of Nesuin, Yaakov was not punished for it, his parents told him to do it. But it was the 8 years that he tarried, so that he was punished for. But since he overstayed the amount of time he was supposed to in getting married, so therefore, retroactively, he was being punished not only for those 8 years, but also for the first 14 years, because the fact that he overstayed demonstrated that the reason that he was away from his parents for those 14 years was not because his parents told him to, but because he decided to, evidence for the fact that he stayed another 8 years. However, the Chida, in his commentary to the Sefer Hasidim, in his Sefer Bris Olam, brings that based on that which the Sefer Hasidim writes in Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel, that when we say Av Shemachal Kvaydoi Kvaydoi Machal, that's only, it's Machal B'dinei Adam. It's Machal downstairs. But B'dinei Shamayim, even if a parent is Machal, you're still culpable, you're still responsible. So, even though his parents told him to do so, but at the end of the day, he was responsible toward heaven for the honor of his father and mother, and therefore he was still considered liable for those 22 years, even though they were Bershus, his parents. So this, in a way, opens up an entire new world for us, because we always like to use the principle of Av Shemachal Kvaydoi Kvaydoi Machal to explain how tshuva works. How does tshuva work? God is our Father, and He could overlook our insult. Well, if that's the case, but Av Shemachal Kvaydoi Kvaydoi Machal is only bidinei Adam. It's not bidinei Shamayim. So in that sense, there's still a certain amount of liability that a person has, even if the Ribbono Shel Olam as Av is Moichalas. This may be the reason why we also need to come on to the fact that Hashem is a Melech and Kol HaOlam delay. And therefore, even though typically Av Shemachal Kvaydoi Ein Kvaydoi Machal B'dinei Shamayim, but since Kol HaOlam delay because he's the Melech, so with Ribbono Shel Olam being our Av and being our Melech, through the two together, he's able to be Moichel Avoy Noisenu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.